AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. U.S. Senator David Vitter, a Republican, has lost a runoff election in the Louisiana governor's race to Democratic State Representative John Bel Edwards.
The people of Louisiana, in a time of deep cynicism about our politics and also about our future, that the people have chosen hope over scorn, over negativity, and over a distrust of others.
After wishing Edwards well Saturday night, Vitter said he will not run for re-election when his term is up next year.
I'm also very confident that we're going to elect another strong conservative to fill this Senate seat next year.
The Midwest is digging out from under the first major snowstorm of the winter season, although winter isn't officially here yet. Up to 20 inches have fallen in some areas. Paula Fader says slick, snowy roads in central Michigan caused her and her boyfriend to forego plans to meet family members elsewhere in the state.
Both of us are pretty used to driving in bad conditions growing up in Michigan, and we're both really comfortable driving in the snow, so it had to be pretty bad for us to make that decision.
Ben Carson says he would support a government monitoring program for groups deemed radical.
Speaking in South Carolina, Carson says he would be in favor of monitoring a mosque or any church.
Or any organization, or any school, or any press corps where there was a lot of radicalization and things that were anti-American.
Carson was asked about Donald Trump's suggestion he would monitor American Muslims. Trump talked about it in Alabama.
I do want surveillance. I will absolutely take database on the people coming in from Syria if we can't stop it, but we're going to.
And Trump says as president, he would block Syrian refugees from coming to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP Radio News. Europe remains peaceful but on edge as authorities search for members of the Islamic State group who might be planning more terror attacks on the continent similar to the attacks in Paris. The threat alert for Brussels is now at its highest level, and the U.S. Embassy in Belgium is currently urging Americans there to shelter in place and remain at home. American William Bradell hopes the heightened security will prevent an attack.
I've noticed a lot of military tactical vehicles around and then a lot of police officers, but if there's less people out, then that probably means terrorists aren't going to bomb anybody.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police says it's investigating a bomb threat that caused a Turkish Airlines flight from New York City to Turkey to divert and land tonight in Canada. There were 256 people on board the plane. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.